Good afternoon. The Government Operations Subcommittee will come to order. Everyone, please rise. Representative Combi will lead us in prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Thank you, members. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tellis.
Here.
Vice Chair Ahern. Here. Ranking Member Slosberg.
Here.
Representative Caldwell.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Cumby.
Here.
Cummins.
Here.
Present.
Here.
Fullwood. Ingram.
Here.
O'Toole.
Here.
Rangel.
Here.
Rollison, excuse. We have a quorum.
Yes, sir.
Just happy to report, as some of you know, I room with Representative Rollison. He's doing great. Came home last night, and you know, I think it was dehydration and flu, and needed to get some rest. But hopefully, he'll be back over here this afternoon. So he is doing much better. And I'm telling everybody hello for him and telling him he's doing good. That was my orders.
Thank you, Representative Combi, for that update. By your presence, we have a quorum. Let the record show that Rep. Rollison has an excused absence. Please make sure all electronic devices are turned off or placed on silent mode, please. For anybody wishing to speak on any bills, please fill out an appearance card and hand it to staff. Committee members, we have a seven bills for member bills and two PCBs, and many of the presenters have committees. So we're going to try to be as efficient as possible, and I appreciate your help. Thank you. With that said, HB 117 by Representative Ray. Representative Ray, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. Excuse me, this is actually a very simple bill. The reason that I'm here is because it's actually not a local bill, but it...
Is that better?
Speak more direct into the microphone. I'm sorry. Thank you for the chance to be with you today and explain this little bill. It's a simple little bill that actually deals with some legislation that we've passed in the previous years, and one of the local municipalities inside Duval County was opting to collect a 0.85% on insurance premiums, which was allowed for the police and fire protection in the regional areas. Duval County was the only area and only county that has enacted that, and therefore this is not a local bill. It makes it a state bill because it applies to others as well. What happened was is a small city that had a police department was collecting those fees and then decided they were not going to have that separately because of interlocal agreements with the city of Jacksonville, which is a consolidated city, as I think most of you know. And so this bill basically just allows fees that have already been collected to be able to be transferred for the pension of the police officers in the area. That's the essence of the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony? Is there a debate? Representative Ray, you're recognized to close.
Wave close, and thank you for your support.
John, please call the roll.
Chair Tellis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Representative Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumby.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Present.
Yes.
Fullwood. Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Slosberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
By your vote, HB 117 is reported favorably. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members.
Next up, we have HB 177, Representative Stube.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you for hearing this bill. There's a strike all. Do you want me to go to that first so I can explain the strike all and then?
Let's, since there are amendments to the bill, let's take barcode 399153 first.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment removes from the bill the public record exemption for returns, reports, accounts, or declarations received by the Department of Revenue, which relate to the prepaid wireless E911 fee. It maintains the public record exemption for proprietary confidential business information submitted by prepaid wireless service providers to DOR. That is the strike-all amendment.
Thank you, Representative Stube. Are there any questions? Is there public testimony? I believe there is public testimony, and it is Troy McNichols. AT&T waves in support. Thank you, Mr. McNichols. And we have Melanie Becker. CenturyLink waves in support. Thank you, Melanie. Is there debate? Representative Stube, you are recognized to close on your amendment. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? The amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony on the bill? Yes, we do have public testimony. We have Paige Carter-Smith. Paige Carter-Smith. And she's not here. Okay. We have Brewster Bevis, Associated Industry Waves and Support. And we have John Costello, T-Mobile Waves and Support. Thank you. Richard Pinsky, 911 Dispatchers Waves and Support. Now, is there any more public testimony? Is there debate? Representative Stube, you're recognized to close on HB 177.
I'll waive close, Mr. Chair.
Waiving close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tellis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumby.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Fresen. Fullwood. Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Slosberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, HB 177 is reported favorably with committee substitute.
Thank you,
Chair Stube. Next on deck, we have CSHB 599, Representative Hudson. Representative Hudson, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chair. This bill is about automated license plate readers, or LPRs. Essentially, what LPRs are fixed cameras that are mounted on buildings or in police vehicles, and they scan license plates as they go by to collect information for purposes of safety, to see who has maybe violated the law, if there's a stolen vehicle, or someone might have a warrant out for their arrest. The problem with this is all the data is time-sensitive, captured, and it's marked where they've been and kind of gets driving habits. Because of this, it could be up for a public records request. So literally stalkers can find out where people are going and all information about them and where their vehicle is. This would be an exemption to that, and I do have two amendments, Chair.
Let's take the First Amendment, Amendment Barcode 396049. Representative Hudson, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Chair. This amendment co-locates into one section all of the definitions provided in the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Is there public testimony? Is there debate? Representative, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? The amendment is adopted. You have a second amendment?
Yes, Chair.
Representative Hudson, you are recognized to explain amendment barcode 022901.
Thank you, Chair. The amendment corrects a drafting error in the public necessity statement by inserting a word that was inadvertently omitted. It also includes cross-references to the public records law.
Excellent. Are there any questions? Is there public testimony? Is there debate? Representative, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
Wave close.
All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? The amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony? Is there debate? Representative Hudson, you are recognized to close on CS for HB 599.
We've closed.
John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumbie.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Frezen. Fullwood.
Yes.
Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Sussberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
By your vote, CS HB 599 is reported favorably to committee substitute. Thank you very much, Representative.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Committee.
Our next batter is CS for HB 419, Dr. Renwart.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, we'd all like to think that every licensed healthcare professional performs their profession legally and ethically. We'd also like to think that every disability case is legitimate and that taxpayers' monies are not misused. Well, unfortunately, this is not the case in either situation. The Department of Health has a team of investigators, inspectors, caseworkers, and adjudicators who investigate complaints filed against those licensed under their department and Social Security disability claims. Investigators have received specific threats. Some of them have been life-threatening, and some of these threats were actually sent to their personal home of reference. House Bill 419 would amend public record exemption statutes to include personal information such as home addresses, phone numbers, date of birth, and photos of certain Department of Health personnel and their families. Last year, a similar bill passed through the Senate. It passed through all the committees here in the House. It passed on second reading, and fortunately, it was laid on the table on third reading. The First Amendment Society is neutral on this bill. That is the bill.
Are there any amendments?
There are none.
Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony? I believe we have one. Paul Runk? Department of Health, Ways and Support. Thank you, Mr. Runk. Is there a debate? Representative Renwart, you're recognized to close your CSHB 419.
I'll wave close.
Wave close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumbie.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Frezen.
Yes.
Fullwood. Ingram,
yes.
O'Toole,
yes.
Rangel,
yes.
Slusberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, CSHB 419 is reported favorably.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Next up is HB 115, Dr. Pigman. Representative Pigman, please explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, members. Mr. Chair, there's a substantial amendment that changes some of the debate. I wonder if we could consider the amendment first.
Yes, sir. Let's do amendment barcode 428989. Roger. Representative Pigman, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Based on the sound concerns of Representative Roy Winkle-Vasalenda at the last committee stop, which is a nice way of saying that we debated this back and forth for 90 minutes, I thought it would be better to modify this bill and remove that component, which was the point of the greatest contention, and that is masking the identity of the donor who wants to remain anonymous. So in this amendment, we've removed all references to the anonymous donor, and if the amendment were to pass and the bill were to pass, current statute would be unaffected with regard to anonymous donor. So this amendment focuses the intent of this bill to more the public-private partnership that might happen in research, whereby that private entity would have its proprietary secrets, knowledge secrets, protected during the course of negotiations with the DSR concerning joint research. This acknowledges that there may be people participating in things that are not trademarked or otherwise protected by intellectual property, and that is the amendment.
Are there any questions? Is there public testimony? Seeing none, is there debate? No debate. Representative Pigman, you are recognized to close on the amendment. Waves close. All in favor of the amendment, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? The amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony? None. Is there a debate? No debate. Representative Pigman, you are recognized to close on HB 115.
Wave closure.
Wave closed. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tellez.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumbie.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Fresen. Fullwood. Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole. Rangel.
Yes.
Slusberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. By your vote, HB 115 is reported favorably with committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Pigman. Next is CS for HB 19, Representative Slusberg, yellow dot.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee, for hearing this bill. This is a public records exemption for a yellow dot, and the yellow dot is a local bill that allows the county to create a yellow dot program. A yellow dot sticker is placed on the rear left-hand corner. If a car crash happens, first responders look for a yellow dot on the rear window. They can go into the glove box where medical record form is there, and it can positively identify the participant, ascertain whether the participant has a medical condition that might impede communications between participants and responder, provide emergency contact information to inform about location, condition, or death of a participant, to learn the nature of any medical information reported by the participant, and to ensure that the participant's current medications and pre-existing medical conditions are considered when emergency medical treatment is administered for any injury or condition of the participant. The bill was brought to me by the Homeowners Associations, Alliance of Delray, in Boynton, a group called COBRA, and West Boca Community Council, and the firefighters. And this is just a public records exemption.
Thank you, Representative Slusberg. Is there an amendment, 728-565?
Yes, there is.
Can you please, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The amendment provides that the public records exemption applies to a county participating in a yellow dot critical motorist medical information program instead of the governing body of that county. It also corrects the repeal date to the Open Government Sunshine Review. Finally, the amendment conforms the public necessity statement to the public records exemption. That's the amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Are there any questions for the representative? There is a question by Chair O'Toole.
Thank you. How would I get one of these yellow dots?
I just happen to have one here, right here, Representative O'Toole.
And does it peel off, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, follow up.
So could someone peel that off my car fairly easily as well?
Well, I don't.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't think so. I mean, this is like pretty permanent inside the car, so we've thought about that.
Follow up. Is there a cost for the yellow dot?
Mr. Chair.
Recognize.
It's free.
Okay.
Another, Mr. Chair.
Recognize.
This is a local option. And it generates money for the counties besides saving lives. So it's a win-win situation.
But there's no cost. Is that what you just said?
You're recognized.
If it's free, it's for me.
Okay. Then how do they get revenue?
Mr. Chair. Recognize.
Let's say a hospital like in our community, Boca Hospital, wanted to put their emblem on the back of the yellow dot program, we could generate revenue from it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair O'Toole. Is there any public testimony? Is there debate? Nope, I apologize. The Fred Angelo, Fireman Fred, Legislative Vice President of the Government Operations. You're recognized. Ms. Myra Maines? She's not here. All right. Is there a debate on the amendment? We're still on the amendment. Representative Salzberg, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
A wave close.
Wave close. All in favor, say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? The amendment is adopted. Now we're back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill? None? Is there any public testimony? Seeing none, is there debate? Debate? Well, I'm going to debate on this one. You know, I would like to thank and recognize the Palm Beach firefighters and Fred Angelo for their hard work on this bill and explaining it to the committee and throughout the process. With that, anybody else who's in debate? Okay. Representative Salzberg, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Wait, close.
John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Cumby.
Yeah.
Cummins.
Yes.
Frezen. Fullwood.
Yes.
Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Salzberg.
By your vote, yes. CSHB 19 is reported favorably with committee substitute. Congratulations,
thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative.
Thank you, committee.
Next, we will have is he's not here. We have PCB 14-04 by Representative Cumby. Representative Cumby, you are recognized to explain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. PCB 1404, the bill saves from repeal the public record exemption for inventories and accounting to an estate that are filed with the clerk of the court.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony? None. Is there debate? Seeing none. Representative Cumby, you are recognized to close on PCB GVOPS 14-04.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Wave close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Tillis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Cumby.
Yes.
Cummins.
Yes.
Frezen. Fullwood.
Yes.
Ingram.
Yes.
O'Toole.
Yes.
Rangel.
Yes.
Salzberg.
Yes.
The bill passes.
Thank you, John. And with your vote, the bill passes. PCB 1404 by Neil Cumby passes. The next one is PCB 14-05, which Vice Chair Ahern will present on behalf of Dan Rollerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill saves from repeal the public record and public meeting exemptions for the Florida Defense Support Task Force. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Vice Chair Ahern. Are there any questions on the bill? Is there public testimony on the bill? Seeing none. Is there debate? Seeing none. Representative Ahern, you are recognized to close on PCB GVOPS 14-05.
Wave close.
Wave close. John, please call the roll.
Chair Attelis.
Yes.
Representative Ahern.
Yes.
Campbell.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Cumby.
Yes.
Cummins. Frezen, Fullwood, Ingram,
yes.
O'Toole,
yes.
Rangel,
yes.
Salzberg.
Yes.
The bill passed.
By your vote, PCB GVOPS 14-05 is reported favorably. And with that, we are waiting for our last presenter, which is Representative Grant. He's coming from the other side of the hall. So let's take a 5-minute recess, and we'll see each other back here in 5 minutes.